begins. Dawson will be right back. It hasn't started yet. It's just Xbox E3 2016 briefing. Probably gonna get like a load of trailers, so that'll be fun. Oh no, they're gonna unveil the new Xbox first. So, huge announcement. Jocelyn's getting coffee. There's the Xbox Slim. Exciting times for everybody who wants to go buy another Xbox. Kinda bummed I didn't wait, because now I have the giant, like, brick edition. So that's always good. It's white. That looks fantastic, actually. Slimmer. Sleeker. Oh my god! Wow, that is super small. Look at those vents, too. Integrated power supply. Nice. That's always good. Sharper, meaning you'll cut yourself. Oh, see, there's the knife. HDR gaming. What does that mean? ...4K video? Does it come with a 4K television, is what we really need to know. Ugh, another new controller? Man, oh man. That's kind of exciting, though, that finally people will have a reason to go buy a smaller Xbox.
This is the 2016 Xbox E3 briefing. Please welcome the head of Xbox, Phil Spencer.
Yeah, another good point is I've seen that the no Kinect featured in that little ditty. So what? They're just not gonna have a Kinect S.
Good morning, everyone. We are pleased to welcome the new Xbox One.
And for those wondering, I'm not talking to myself. Well, I am right now, but Jocelyn is just getting a coffee. She'll be back in a second.
Family of devices starting this August.
August.
On behalf of Team Xbox, I'd like to welcome you to what I believe is going to be a special show for us, our fans, and what we expect to be another great E3 for the industry. Welcome to those of you here with us at the Galen Center, and welcome to the millions watching us around the world. Today, we will show you how we are creating more...
I'm back.
You missed a huge announcement. They announced a new Xbox.
More exciting. Liar.
No, I'm not. There's an Xbox One S coming out in August. It's super small, and it's going to support HD video and HDR gaming, whatever the hell that means. I don't know what that means.
Do you have closed captioning, too?
No, should there be?
Oh, I have closed captioning on mine. Hang on.
What do you want? I'm watching on Twitch.
I am, too.
Are you watching on Microsoft's Twitch?
Good morning, everybody.
No, I'm on Twitch's Twitch.
Oh, I'm watching on twitch.tv/Xbox.
Oh, I'm watching on twitch.tv/Twitch.
Whoa, meta.
I know, right?
The new Xbox program, Xbox Play Anywhere.
Xbox Play Anywhere.
This icon means when you buy the game digitally, you get to own it and play.
I really don't like this. I might actually change.
Windows 10 PC.
Wow. So this is like another one of those. Yeah.
And that's with your progress.
Sorry, guys. We're gonna pop right back in a second. That was just really bothering me because it was covering like so much stuff. Okay.
Beyond that,
we're back.
Yay.
PS4 is released on both platforms this October. Every co-op mode in the game will support crossplay.
Oh wow. So that's interesting. So you remember Quantum Break? You got like a free copy of Windows 10, the Windows 10 version, if you pre-ordered.
Yep.
So it looks like they're going to do the same thing going forward with this Play Anywhere program starting with Gears.
Cool.
So you just buy it, and then you get it on both, which, you know, is fantastic because it supports crossplay as well. So we'll actually be able to have people playing on the PC against us on the Xbox, vice versa. I mean, that's what you need, right? I don't want to own two versions of the game unless I can play with my friends.
Yes, exactly. And that's the biggest problem that we generally have with games, is whenever there's any kind of multiplayer, if we have them on different systems, like, we all have to try to coordinate ahead of time, so crossplay is so much better.
Just makes it easier. And This lady looks like what's that chick from Audrey Plaza, but a nicer version of Audrey Plaza. Like, she's just nicer. Okay, so this is Gears 4.
4, yeah.
Now, have you played any of the Gears games?
I played, I think, the original.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten back in. Or maybe it was 2. I can't remember. It was either 1 or 2. It was, like, right back at the kind of beginning of the franchise.
2 was the big one.
Might have been 2, then.
Yeah. 3, or the first one was kind of like a first shot. 2 was this big one that kind of everybody played, and then 3 was this let's finish the fight kind of thing, and then people started to fall off. This one, it's like the same idea as like the Halo franchise, where Halo 1 through 3 were developed by Bungie, and then Microsoft picked it up and then threw it to another studio to continue the franchise. So it's got the same sort of concern when it comes to Halo 4, as like, oh man, are they really going to nail it if it's a different team? And I mean, this looks really good, but I don't know if we need more Gears.
I really like that they're showing gameplay, at least. Like, I'm so sick of just trailers. Like, I want to see actual gameplay.
Yeah, that was a big issue with the last two conferences yesterday, which is why I'm glad we didn't decide to, like, just do them all, because, man, EA was just like, look, a bunch of these people making games. We're not going to show you gameplay.
Oh, and then the Elder Scrolls card game? Man, oh man. It was just like, you're not even showing me, like, cards. You're just showing me some painting of some old dude by a fire. Like, argh.
Yeah, it was an owl talking for, like, 15 minutes. I'm like, come on, guys. So this is, actual gameplay. This game's coming out, I think, in October. So we'll be able to play this year.
I don't know how much I love, and I find games are doing it so often now, is like the this is where you click thing. Like, you just saw on the side of there's hands saying, like, you can interact with this. Like, just let me figure it out. Even if, like, when I get close, maybe the button pops up, but even that's too much in some cases. And that was a lot of my issue with Mirror's Edge, is, like, in runner's view, it's basically like, touch the red thing.
Yeah.
How much can we possibly dumb down gaming? I really hope you can turn all this stuff off.
Yeah, the context sensitive stuff is kind of, it can be a little frustrating, because it just, it's a guided experience. It stops being a game, and it's just like, go touch this, go touch that.
You don't have to remember anything. It's just like, literally, touch this now, touch that now. It's time to push the A button. Like, enough.
Yeah. The other thing, too, of this game is this is like a literal continuation of the first series, in that you're playing as the son of the main franchise dude. Like, the guy that you're playing from the point of view here. Oh, man, that was...
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick him up and then shoot his head off so he flies away. It's like, oh, my gosh. But that's Marcus Fenix's son. So the guy with the rag and the goatee and the deep bender voice, like, that's his son there. I mean, looks fantastic. I mean, you can't complain. But I'm more looking forward to seeing new stuff.
Mm-hmm. New IPs.
Yeah, I'm already excited about Gears, because it's just Gears, right? It looks great, and it's probably gonna play fantastic. And yeah, but I'm like, okay, I can watch this later. Like, let's get to the new stuff, the stuff we don't know about. But I am glad that they got through the Xbox S.
They even ping where the sniper is.
Oh, well, I guess the AI sort of said, hey, there's the sniper, and marked it for you.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make much sense, right? Because he's not wearing a visor, I think?
No, I don't think so.
That gun looks so cool.
Yeah, it's just, oh my god, like saw blades. Red hot saw blades.
Yeah.
That do ricochet, because he had one ricochet back and hit him in the face, so that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Man, hey, Bass Guru. Hey, Ventigo.
Yeah, people not
Thanks
working
today.
Thanks
for hanging
today.
Out with us.
Yeah. Oh, destructible cover. That's really neat.
Yeah, we saw that in the hallway with whatever the pink goo was.
Yeah. It's really neat, because in previous titles in this one, you could just stand behind the obvious cover that was set up. Oh my gosh.
Well, it looks like all the stuff that they're hiding behind and is further up, that looks destructible, but this barrier here that they're hiding behind looks like it's not destructible, so it's nice to have, like, a final line to fall back, and same with where he just jumped in that gross, disgusting
pit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have jumped in that. It feels like there'd be something that could pop out and, like, eat you.
But, like, that doesn't look like it's destructible. Although, if you get a grenade lobbed in there, then you're in trouble. So this is obviously Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive. So I'm glad that they've started to be a little bit more open about the how, like, exclusive doesn't mean, like, it's not coming to Windows. Because for so long, they were like, oh, it's Xbox exclusive. But there's also going to be PC.
Yeah, there's going to be a game coming up in a bit. And this isn't a leak. It's just something they've said. They're following up with ReCore, which was a game that was announced last year. And it's they call it a console exclusive. So it's the same thing you're talking about. This is a console exclusive, but you'll also be able to play it on Windows 10. And it sounds like Microsoft, you're going to see sort of a pattern here where every game they talk about is going to be Xbox One, Windows 10. That's something that they've stated that they want to do more of. And I don't know whether that's it's a good thing for consumers, but I don't know. I feel like it's a bad thing for the console, because you want more people to buy the console and not just play it on their PC. But it's great for consumers, though.
Well then, broadcast this. We're getting my mother back. Then we're burning your.
Whoa. Did they just bleep the whole thing?
They just bleeped her whole entire badass speech.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to go back and watch that.
Unless maybe it's a spoiler. Maybe she's like, we're getting my mother back, and then we're also going to blow up the Earth.
Yeah, that might be something that she was doing. Oh. Fable? It's just a rainy old door. No, it's not Fable. I see a computer. Oh, it's old Marcus.
Welcome home, James.
I was going to say, I don't think they would have just switched gears.
Yeah. Welcome home, James. I'm old Marcus. I don't know where my dude rag is, but I have my sweet goatee still.
Also, I'm about five times as big as you are.
Oh, what is this? This is it. Oh, it's a trailer for a controller, everybody. I hear really good things about the Elite controller.
Oh, it's because it's a Gears custom thing. Is it?
Looks that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thankies.
Please welcome community manager for Killer Instinct, Rukari Austin.
Oh, cool. Killer Instinct, everybody.
Thank you.
Do you like fighting games, Jocelyn?
I do not like fighting games, Ryan.
No, neither do I. I mean, I like the idea of fighting games, but this one's not my cup of tea.
Your passion is what has made KI the most played fighting game.
They're going to talk a bit about fighting games here.
It's because of you that we brought KI to Windows 10.
Ventigo says, when did the Dishonored 2 gameplay in the throne room?
2.5 million matches.
They skipped a story part, then they did a trailer that showed what they skipped.
Yeah.
It's also because of you that we've
probably a lot of these shows have been, here's a snippet trailer, and then you can watch the whole thing on YouTube later.
Yeah.
And that's understandable, because they have a lot they want to get through in an hour, and we don't want a repeat of the PC gaming conference where it went for 3 freaking hours.
Yeah.
So,
excited to bring him to the fight.
Yeah.
Xbox.
Oh, Kazan, I am so disappointed they didn't reveal Elder Scrolls 6,
but
what do you do? They are lifting the level requirement in ESO, so you can essentially travel anywhere, so it's much more like Skyrim-esque, which I like.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't talk too much about Bethesda. We should be talking about Microsoft, and we've actually seen a few different fighting game reveals. Ooh. Like we saw Quake.
Yeah.
Was revealed yesterday. So Quake, fighting games, yeah. I think it's the kind of thing that maybe I need to get into a little bit more.
Quake is going to be
I loved Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat games are really good, and I don't know if you saw the reveal for Injustice 2, the gameplay. It's more of that type of Mortal Kombat gameplay, and it looks really neat. I think Quake Champions was it, I know a lot of fans are hoping it's a straight up Quake game. I've heard some people say, like, it looks like some Xbox of the characters have abilities, so maybe it's an Overwatch type Quake game. Which
that
would
was
be,
the joke I made to Matt when we were watching. I was like, oh, they're doing Overwatch. And he was just like, ugh. I was like, no, I'm kidding. I know this isn't Overwatch.
It could be a similar fashion, right? But a lot of people are probably hoping it's just a straight-up Quake game. And a lot of people like Killer Instinct, and that's great for those folks who want to play that game. It's an old Super NES game.
I always get so excited when they show, like, new what looks like open world type stuff. And then as soon as it switches over to cars, I'm like, oh, racing game. I feel like they're just starting with all the stuff that we're not super hyped about. Like, here's a fighting game and here's a racing game, and you don't like either of those things.
this is probably Forza Horizon, which is an open world racing game, and it looks to be obviously set in Australia, which is awesome. Although I don't remember in Australia where there's, like, derelict submarines just hanging about. So, again, another Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive. So the pattern continues.
Well, they did say it was for all their titles, right? Crossplay was enabled on everything, so...
This looks really nice. Gotta hand it to them.
Oh, they do. They do an amazing job in all of these racing games, because the thing is with the racing games, like, they pretty much know exactly where you're going to go. You're not exploring off the track in a lot of cases. So they can put a lot of resources into a very directed experience. So the cars and the environments always look amazing. Please, like, they're practically real because they don't have to build a gigantic Skyrim world in order to flesh all of that out. So... they do an amazing job. Graphics in racing games, I think, are better than anything else.
Yeah, that and fighting games, I think they really nail, like, some of the bigger fighting games, they really nail the graphics. Like, Mortal Kombat 10 looked amazing, and Injustice 2 looks really cool as well.
Yeah, so this is Forza 3. Forza, not Forzin. Forza.
Frozen. The racing game.
Oh, man.
Customized with a wide body kit.
See, this is the stuff I don't like, is the, like, we're going to customize our car and spend 50 minutes adding new mufflers. It's like,
but look at the super cool rig that he's got to drive in.
Yeah, that comes built in, right? Oh, so just they're showing the crossplay, so they're all on different platforms.
Australia's most extreme terrain.
This guy's got a wicked accent.
On Xbox One is in the new Lamborghini Centenario, the perfect car to open up some of the games.
Well, that's OP. He's in the perfect car.
He's driving the perfect car.
That's not fair.
No one's going to be able to compete with him, but it's only unlocked by pre-order.
Yeah, and he just disturbed those parrots, and he almost ran over those kangaroos. I feel like this guy doesn't understand that he's, like, hurting endangered species.
While Karen and her BMW is weaving through traffic.
Jeez, maybe don't drive on the wrong side of the road, lady. Like, do they drive on the other side of the road in Australia? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Take part in an off-road convoy through Ormiston Gorge.
And you just, finally, you know, Andy, this is like the people who love cars are looking at this and just being like, I can't wait.
Signature showcases, which are back and more spectacular than ever.
So are they...
We have taken the Horizon Festival to
They're
Australia.
Not playing against each other, see, which is kind of what I thought they were going to show. Was, diverse, but they're just showing it on different platforms with different types of controllers.
I think they're all... Is that a dude... What is happening? I think they're all sort of playing in the same world.
Oh.
Although, now that I look at it, it's like they're clearly all in different parts.
Yeah.
Joining the largest car roster ever seen.
I totally thought that we were just about to see a race, and then we didn't.
Also offers four-player campaign co-op for the very
Oh, okay, now we're going to see them go into co-op. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so four-player co-op campaign.
And help him in his next event. When Bill's friends join... Their worlds synchronize with his.
I'm glad that Bill has friends that'll play with him.
I feel pretty good for Bill.
Yeah, you know what? That's a real issue I have with racing games. I don't have friends that play with racing games. Oh man, is that how they join? Just a giant helicopter drops their car off?
That's pretty cool.
Joining co-op is just that easy.
It's literally drop in, drop out co-op.
With Bill and Karen, and take a shortcut through the rainforest to catch up with them
on their way to the beach.
Oh, so they are playing together now, yeah.
Now they are, yeah. So they just wanted to show how easy it is. And it was literally like, you've been invited, press X to join, and then you're thrown into the world. So now they're all playing together, which is pretty cool.
I think I just did a barrel roll.
So it's co-op, so are they racing? Like, what's the point right now?
I'm not sure. Like, it sounds like there are challenges you can complete, and then they are going to help them complete the challenge.
It is this seamless crossplay is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it looks like this is just a sort of sample of how co-op would work.
Forza Horizon 3 is coming exclusively to Xbox One and Windows 10 this September 27th.
So. Okay, so they've labeled it as Xbox Play Anywhere, so that means you buy one copy, you get both.
Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive.
Okay, here we go. Here's a trailer.
Tell them that I told you, won't be any longer. Devil gonna leave you, he's heading over yonder.
Neat.
Tell them that I told
you, I think this is ReCore.
Cool art style, anyway.
Yeah, it's really neat. Oh, kind of looks Zelda-y.
But, like, futuristic sci-fi instead of, like, fantasy.
Yeah, like, robots. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you have a robot dog? All right.
Of course you do. Why else would you... If you're going to have robots in your game...
The question is, do you care more about robot dog than you did about Call of Duty dog?
Doesn't matter. It's all the same. I don't judge based on whether it's synthetic or not. Oh, what the heck? So you get two robot buddies?
No, they're showing a different person now. So that was Mac. This is Seth.
Oh, interesting.
So they're different characters. Oh, that's a cool mechanic.
Oh, snap. It's like a grappling hook, but...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're right. So these are different robots. But they're all...
Oh, wait. Different robots.
Yeah. So it's the same...
We've seen this before.
Yeah, this is...
Or, like, this was teased somewhere. I'm trying to remember now.
This was teased last year at E3, and this is ReCore. It's by the guys who... Armature, who are, like, past Metroid Prime developers.
Oh, right.
So, like, I'm super looking forward to this. And we weren't sure what it was going to be last year, but this looks to be, like, a full game.
Huh.
September 13th. I'm down with that.
Hey, L-Train. Hey, Hachikumo. How's it going,
ladies,
guys?
And
yeah.
Enix, game director Hajime Tabata and senior product manager Matthew Kishimoto.
Perfect. Final Fantasy. You a fan of Final Fantasy?
I've played some of them, but I am excited about today, this one. We played the demo, and it was fun.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 15.
Finally. Final Fantasy 15, finally. It's happening.
We are excited to show you the first ever demo on Xbox One.
What? Didn't the demo come out on Xbox One?
Yeah.
Take the way, Matt.
Thank you, Tabata-san.
Or no, we played it on PlayStation, I think.
I would like to explain a little bit
true,
about the demo.
True, yeah, I did play it on there as well. So maybe it wasn't on Xbox.
It wasn't on Xbox, no, because we tried to find it on Xbox because Matt was like, today's the day. He's all excited because he was a big 14 player.
Yeah, he was big into 13 as well. So we're excited to show how fast cautiously optimistic about this game. I mean, I love RPGs, right? But Final Fantasy just never really done it for me.
Now, let's move on to the demo.
So this could be potentially really cool. Shit, that's a big dude.
I'm not gonna take any more of this crap.
Oh, if this is the Xbox demo, then it's totally different than
yeah, I don't remember
the PlayStation demo, because the PlayStation demo was more like a prequel almost.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing when you're like a kid, so.
Yeah, this is new.
So if this is what's going to be playable on the Xbox, then it's totally different.
Oh, so do you think they released this after and let us play it?
I think so. Yeah, I don't see why not.
That'd be really cool. Because I felt like...
Because right now there is no demo on Xbox, so it would be interesting if they had different content on PlayStation than they did on Xbox.
Yeah, I played the Final Fantasy 15 demo on PlayStation, and I don't know, like, I didn't really... It didn't really click with me. Like, it was interesting, but it felt like it was over before I actually got a chance to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because you're right, it was a prequel. You were running around as a kid, and you had, like, the toys, like, the toy sword. This looks more like... a better indication of what you're going to get to play when the game comes out.
I totally thought that was a bad guy, and then he punched me in the face and healed me. Or not me, but the guy playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a big dude that they're fighting. Oh, man. He's doing this live, because he's missing some dodges there. Warp Strike.
This is the kind of thing, though, and this is why some of these games are really hard for me to kind of wrap my head around. It's like, there's this, it's the same in movies, too. There's this gigantic thing, and you're just a person, and yeah, you've got powers, but it's like, really? Like, how are you supposed to defeat that dude? Giant laser guns?
No, this is really weird.
Yeah, Vent, like, what he's doing right now is the E3 demo, but I think that they've got to say that we're going to get a demo on Xbox One, because there is a demo on PlayStation, and it would be interesting if it was different content than just whatever's on PlayStation is now available on Xbox One.
Yeah. Fight. It's even got, like, the demo sort of do this so you can win kind of stuff. Game's up. Yeah. You're out. Oh, dear. That is some cheesy bullshit.
Oh, but look at his giant sword, though.
Yeah. He just froze his arm off. Now he's falling. September 30th. Man, September's gonna be nuts.
Thank you, Bob. That was great.
Yeah, it seems earlier than normal. A lot of these are getting September, October releases instead of November.
September 30th. Thank you for watching and have a great day. Thank you.
He's so happy.
He's so happy. Oh, is this another trailer? Oh, Division.
Our enemies didn't run away. They regrouped. They have complete control over the underground of New York.
This person talking is talking really
get
like
ready
this.
And take the fight to them.
He seems super enthused about the Division DLC. I never played that game. I played the beta, but I never jumped into the full game.
Yeah, it didn't really appeal to me.
It looked and sounded really cool, but it was just, it was came out at such a busy time. I know a lot of people enjoyed it.
Oh yeah, no, it got really good reviews, but...
Expansion.
Hmm.
Wow, that's good for
soon, too. That's, yeah, a couple weeks from now.
Please welcome General Manager at DICE, Patrick Bach.
Okay, so this
But for
is...
a second I thought that I was going to say Patrick Beja, and I was like, what?
Yeah. Kind of looks like Patrick Beja. You look real quick and look away. No, not really.
Thank you, everyone. With Battlefield 1, our team's ambition was to deliver a unique...
I'm looking forward to Battlefield 1. For
you, yeah, me too.
I think it more of the single player than anything else, but...
I'm way looking forward to this more than Call of Duty. Like, I think this is going to be, like, the first year that I actually do the Battlefield thing instead of the Call of Duty thing. Like, I am a total convert. Take me back to World War 1, please. And team play. Do not take me into space.
Yeah, I miss old school war games. It's been so long since we played something pre-modern warfare type stuff. So getting to go back to World War One and is just really awesome to me, because it's been so long since we played this time period.
And it's more immersive than ever before. You will be able to play when Battle One launches on October 21st.
Battle One.
But if you're an Xbox player and a member of EA Access, then you'll play it first starting October 13th.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That might be.
What did he say the original release date was?
October. So 5 days. So October 18th.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how much of a lead the EA Access people were getting, but
yeah, I think it's 5 days.
Five days is pretty standard now, I think.
Yeah. Vent is asking what platform we'd play it on. I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing it on Xbox, but if a lot of people said they were going to play it on PC, I might pick it up on PC.
Well, but that's the great thing, right? Like, if all their titles are going to be crossplay, then you
well, this
play
is an EA game, right? So.
Oh right, it's not an exclusive. True.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'll announce crossplay. And the other thing too is like, crossplay with first-person shooters is tough because you have a whole ecosystem playing with keyboard and mouse, and then you have console players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as long as you accept the fact that you're playing with a controller and they're playing with mouse and keyboard, I think they should have crossplay. But there should still be an option for console-only matchmaking.
Yeah. I think that because of our skill level, like, if we're playing against other people of our skill level, the difference between keyboard and mouse versus controller is probably not that big. But if you're playing competitively, I can see where that would be a problem. But then, if you have only match me with my own platform, that matchmaking, then that would be fine. But
that's why I don't mind playing first-person shooters with a controller, because it feels comfortable to me. It's nice to switch it up every once in a while. But
I know I'm not going to be any better on a keyboard and mouse.
Exactly.
Overwatch has shown me that definitively.
Yeah. And sometimes it's nice to just, it feels more relaxing to play with a controller. And I know a lot of people who hear us say stuff like that are like, no, what are you doing? Oh, the 21st. So
nice.
I guess it's please not welcome 5 days.
Like a whole week? Mikey
Yeah, 7 days. Who's this guy?
Thank you. In 2002,
I just think that Battlefield will probably be a couch title for me. Like, I do so much in front of the computer now that it'll be nice to just sit and chill and play.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, I think Xbox is a solid platform for that game. And I agree. Like, sometimes I just crave that console experience just so I have an excuse to play on the couch. Because for the most part, I'm playing games
Xbox Live was built by the passion of millions of fans.
So this looks like the Xbox Live update. So we can, they're going to throw some stats around.
It inspired us to deliver on
exciting
Xbox
times.
One backward compatibility. To bring you the new Xbox One experience.
They announced backward compatibility last year. Did you play a single
Xbox
backward
Live,
compatibility
so
game?
No, I did not.
I didn't either.
Although I only got my Xbox at Christmas, so.
Yeah, and I guess I got mine like a couple months after. Wait, no.
Oh my god, they said Rocket League, and one dude in the crowd cheered. I didn't know that Matt was down in California.
Xbox One this summer, like background music, so you can listen to your favorite music while you play.
Although, I have
language region independence, letting you choose your preferred language no matter where you live.
That'll be good, though, for people streaming from the Xbox, because then you can have music playing as well on your stream.
True.
So it kind of simplifies streaming.
On whatever device you use, a Windows PC, an Xbox console, an iOS.
Yeah, they updated
Android
the
device.
App,
now,
the Xbox app, which
I want to talk
is
about
fantastic
three of the
on
most
the iPad.
Requested features that will be coming this fall and available for every game
new features.
And every gamer. First,
what did he yell?
Xbox Live has a
missed
great
it.
Diversity of gamers representing different playstyles, interests, and genres. The challenge is finding people with shared interests and having a place to talk about the games we love.
Communities.
Today, I am pleased to announce clubs on Xbox Live.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Here, you can create communities.
I set one up on the PlayStation for gamers in, and it's like, it's neat to have like that option, but
fans in Forza Motorsport, Minecraft creators.
It could be neat.
Or Division agents right here in LA, and everything in between. Next. You told us it needs to be easier to find the players you want to play with right
True.
Now. So I'm
oh my god, my system sounds are disabled, but for some
Xbox
reason,
Live.
They're still coming through.
Like
I fucking hate Windows 10.
This is the perfect time
the
to air your grievances about Windows 10 as well.
Yeah,
with a shared goal in mind.
Oh, looking for
a
group.
If you're a
That's cool.
Agent looking for two experienced players to run the latest incursion. Or a Minecraft builder looking for architects to build the
That's
world's greatest temple.
Interesting.
You'll find them on Xbox Live. Finally, competitive gaming has always been at the core of Xbox. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a casual gamer,
so what's
we
this?
Want to unleash competitive gaming for
e-sport.
Everyone. We're excited to announce Arena on Xbox Live, a new tournament platform.
Huh. Oh,
that's really cool.
Someone's listening and making tournament stuff.
And compete all in one
You're
place,
that Blizzard?
Where you can compete
Give
solo
me freaking tournament mode.
So we could games. We could theoretically create a tournament in
Microsoft Studios titles,
terms of an Xbox.
Tournaments from top publishers like Daybreak, Hi-Rez, Wargaming,
Smite!
And more.
Ah.
But you can't talk about competition without mentioning EA Sports.
What? No. So today, don't mention EA Sports.
To announce that EA will be bringing some of their biggest games, like FIFA.
That is actually a huge announcement.
Years.
If you have to support Arena specifically,
so
it's not just going
to
work for every game.
Clubs.
Yeah.
You'll find the people you want to play with.
Those are the games you want to start with. Is
the
sports games
the best
and
tournaments
obviously
arena.
The esports games like
Xbox
Rocket League
Live is the place to play. Thank you, and I'll see you online.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. From the Minecraft team.
Always more tools Lydia to make Winters things easier that people are already doing, like streaming and tournaments. It's always a good thing. Oh, Minecraft stuff.
Yay. Kind of.
With over 100 million players.
Bet you those aren't iPads.
Platforms, the Minecraft community is one of the biggest in gaming. Until now, Minecraft players haven't been able to easily share and connect with
their
friends unless they were on the same platform.
Today, that all changes thanks to the power of Xbox Live. With Xbox Live, for the first time, players across iOS, Android, and Windows
I've never
10
played
can
Minecraft.
Easily play together online and share the world with
I've
their friends.
I've tried it, but I need like a reason to play. Just sandbox games don't appeal to me because
to our community, no matter
I,
what
just the exploring
on.
And crafting so isn't enough. I need like a storyline. So
because this is our friendliest update ever. Connecting with your friends
oh,
on different devices.
Great,
cool.
The friendly update.
What's even cooler?
Yeah, no, I
host your own world
I need a goalpost as well.
Friends.
That's why I don't get into
so
the sort of sandboxy
even
games.
When you're not online.
So,
with
but I know people love
world,
this franchise,
oh, yeah.
So it's like this is probably
want,
amazing
want,
for them.
On whatever device you want, the choice is yours.
So they're basically doing, because there are different ways to set up Minecraft servers. So
Welcome
basically now they're
realm.
Making sure that you're doing it
I'm
in their space
iPad,
instead
yeah.
of
on
using
Xbox
outside
Live
services.
List,
she just said she was on her iPad.
From
so,
the
so does that mean your realm, you'll set up your realm and you can play on every platform? Like, that's what I'd be interested
yeah.
to see. Like, are they
oh,
going to
yeah,
support?
Oh, yeah, no, that's what they just said. They support basically now crossplay over Android, iPhone, Xbox, and Windows.
An Xbox Live achievement on an iPad.
So she's playing
on
yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
She's playing on her iPad and getting Xbox achievements.
I wonder if it'll
away.
Support PlayStation and Wii U.
New, and right now,
I can
there's
see
a bit
it.
Of an obsession with Pistons.
Not, but
all of
they
works,
well, yeah, they didn't say
the
anything about
Minecraft
Sony or Nintendo.
Just
yeah. They just said Xbox, Windows 10, and mobile.
Mind if I join mm-hmm. in, please welcome from the Oculus team, John Carmack.
Oh, hi, John Carmack. Don't step off that stage.
Yeah, really. Careful he's, where you're walking.
He's got like a giant headset on.
It feels like you're living and breathing in a Minecraft world. I've said that Minecraft was my grail for VR, and this was the most important gaming application that I could be involved with. The ability to spin around, take in everything, and have the freedom to explore an endless world is what I thought
even
the
his little avatar
VR
has,
to be.
Has the VR.
So Lydia,
yeah.
what do you have to show me
that's
your
pretty
realm?
Good.
Check out what we started building.
All right, here we go. Minecart rides in VR are spectacular.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that dragon looks really awesome.
See, like this is the kind of stuff like I wish
here.
I played because
like
it would be so cool.
On my mad scientist layer.
But like,
John,
yeah, I just
awesome
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not creative enough to make
together.
Use of Minecraft.
Xbox
but
I just don't have time to sit there and figure it out. And I love watching what people have created though. So when it's always nice when something cool is created in Minecraft and it percolates to the top of like gaming Reddit or something. So
yeah.
Today we're
Ooh,
also
wow.
releasing texture packs to Pocket Edition and Windows 10. This modern landscape was built using the City Texture Pack. Texture packs let you change how
texture
any
packs.
Block or character looks in the game.
Mm.
But we want to let players remix anything in Minecraft. And to make that happen, we're bringing add-ons, which are coming this fall. Let's jump down to the rooftop and take a look.
Add-ons.
Add-ons? Like... Player
add-ons
made add-ons
change mobs and animals into something
yeah,
completely
like
new.
It.
The aliens on the rooftop used to be zombies, but we modified them and gave them a fireball ability, making them much tougher. Oh no, oh, wow. Sax, did they find your hiding spot? I'm coming over to help.
Oh no.
To balance the fight, we've changed the villages too.
Scary aliens.
Giving them extra style with sunglasses and suits, and we tweaked their AI so they're brave enough to fight aliens with us.
So Lydia, they basically just created.
Now that the villages are helping us.
Yeah.
Let's go over and deal with the UFO.
Awesome. Let's head to the Redstone Cannon.
All right, I'll be right behind you.
So this is the sort of like
Minecraft chick.
Yeah, this is sort of the stuff that you create like yourself.
Yes.
You go over and fire the cannon.
All right, ready?
He's got aggro.
Redstone and TNT. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh gosh. Oh my.
Yay, we defeated the aliens.
We did it. All from the comfort of our tablet devices.
Hey Slex, hey Ivanhoe, how's it going?
We hope you enjoyed this early look into how you'll be able to change your
that
game.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. If you can, yeah, make your own add-ons and
future for Minecraft.
Totally mod your enemies and your allies. That's really iOS cool.
Yeah, the functionality of it alone is the most interesting portion.
We're also working hard
of it, so.
To bring add-ons and realms to Xbox and consoles.
So
next
it's not
year.
Like oh. totally
then,
open. Open.
A friendly update with realms and Xbox Live.
So it sounds
anyone
like
with an Xbox Live account.
They will be adding it to consoles
right now and try. Realms for soon. Free on your phone, tablet, or Windows 10. We good. Have more news and new surprises for our community at Minecon in September. Thank you.
Oh, that tease. Minecon, another September release. Transition video.
Oh, purple.
What? What? Is this custom built controllers?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Matt and I will never mix up our controllers ever again.
Yeah. So, please be available in Canada. Oh, button types too.
Wow. And sticks.
Wow. That's such a neat idea. And I mean, the logistics of it are tough, right? That's probably why it's never been done before. What? You can
actually get your name on it?
Game of the year. That's really cool.
We're so easy to please, oh my god.
But it's just new, right? It's something different. Yeah. Before this, you had to do it yourself.
Oh,
you
I like that black and pink one that flew by.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how much it's going to cost.
I would hope that...
Or is that the kind of thing we're not allowed to talk about?
Well...
Nobody tell me the dollars.
It might be wishful thinking to say, like, maybe it doesn't cost anything new.
It looks like it's just interchangeable pieces, but what if you can, like, somehow put an image on it or something? Because, yeah, I want a fucking unicorn controller right now.
They didn't show it,
but I'm not really sorry.
That would be really cool if you could add your own imagery and stuff. Like, it might open a whole, like, can of content worms, but this looks... Office simulator.
Yeah. Papers, please.
But this is
sad.
They said it's by the guys who made Limbo, so that's exciting. Maybe this is the other side of Limbo. Limbo was just this horrible experiment, and now like you're seeing the people who did the experiment on these poor kids. Oh.
That
soon?
Was like the teasiest tease ever. Please welcome
the director of I don't know anything about that game. Chris Charla. And it comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, Swex, hey, we just need to just shut down the stream and all go build our super sweet controllers, like, right now.
Yeah, let us know how much it costs.
And I can honestly say it is a masterpiece.
Oh, cool. So they're going to give us an update on a bunch of, like, Xbox Live games. I can't wait for everybody
to try it when it launches on June 29th. And to celebrate the launch, Playdead's first game, Limbo, is going to be available for free to all players on Xbox One starting today.
And if you guys haven't played Limbo, Limbo was a really excellent title, so you should absolutely take advantage of getting it for free.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, if you haven't played it yet, like, that's kind of crazy, because that game's everywhere.
Yeah.
Totally worth checking out.
Around the world. And with more than 1,000 games in development for Xbox One and Windows today via the ID at Xbox program, we're really in a golden age. Let's take a quick look at some of the great independent games we're going to be playing soon.
Oh, here comes the montage. Cuphead. That space guy.
Dude with torch.
Yeah. What
So Splatoon for Xbox.
Weird skeleton man. Okay, Cuphead again. Oh, and it's actually showing us the Xbox Play Anywhere. Oh, perfect. Do you want to play Outlast 2? Deliver us the moon.
Flintuck?
Yeah. Ooh, this...
A slime rancher. It's totally like Splatoon.
This looks weird. The culling. Beacon.
It's really hard to like look at the names of the stuff and actually take in what's happening in the trailer. Like,
yeah. Hannah
I
Fate
feel
two.
Like I want it in the middle.
What is this guy?
What isn't this guy?
I don't know. The Joker, a Western.
Raiders of the Broken Planet.
Oh, Bloodstained. That was it. Oh, ukulele. I'm so excited. It's basically a Nintendo game not made by Nintendo, which is always fantastic. Yay.
Very cool.
Yeah, montage. More of that,
montage!
Please.
Montage!
The game that the fellow was in the spacesuit, that's Deliver Us the Moon. It was
I was going to say Bring Us the Moon, but nope, wrong.
Close enough.
Yeah.
With multiple million sellers and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue going to independent studios.
Hmm.
One game that's already broken the million seller mark is Ark, Survival Evolved from our friends at Studio Wildcard.
I still liked Ark. I know you didn't like it, and you did the whole Steam refund.
It was early. I actually, I have it again now through like a bundle or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't buy it again.
Oh my God, Ryan.
No. I would not have just bought it again. I think it came through a bundle.
So Ark is part of Xbox Game Preview. It's a program that enables players to buy and play games while they're still in development and offer feedback to the creators. The program has been a huge success with both players and developers.
Oh,
and we're
excited
Xbox Game Preview soon, including Slime Rancher, The Culling, Everspace, DayZ, and a whole lot more.
See, that's the cool thing about Xbox Preview is that you get to try the game
from
for free
games
for 2 hours.
That's
what early access
that's
needs to be.
Into Xbox Game Preview next month.
Okay, Guillaume? Cool. Be happy, you. Ooh, this looks very Bioshocky.
Yeah, that was my first thought too.
What the? Oh, it's a redactor. This is neat.
Oh, God.
What? Is he tripping? He is tripping. This is a really weird trailer.
Yeah.
I should just take my jewel.
But I am totally intrigued.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't take his happy pills.
Oh, he rejected the shit out of those happy pills.
Percy.
Good shot, mate.
Percy.
Understand why he's so upset.
I feel like that's him or his brother or
no
something.
I've seen you for hours.
Oh, nose to the
that's creepy.
You know.
Then why haven't I heard a single whoosh through the door since 10 o'clock?
Why
did you
she
forget we're having
Gage's
birthday
yeah.
party? Oh. We've got a pinata.
Right. Brilliant. Of course.
Have you forgotten your joy?
She's terrifying.
Yeah.
Finish up.
Just have a few more pages. I know you're very busy.
Then don't take too long to finish.
Those were on the floor, lady. Not cool.
Well, I expect you in the conference room presently. Don't dawdle. You don't want to miss the pinata.
I don't want to miss the pinata.
Yeah, get in there. Let's see the pinata, man.
Coming back today. I made her a welcome back card.
Oh, this is kind of like...
Do you think the canister wonders what life's like outside the tube?
This kind of sounds like a
of course part you have to break the tube to get out.
Gone home exploration
well,
type
break
game.
Break it for everybody.
Yeah, you should have taken your pills.
You're not coming back, Prue. But where did you go?
Shit, he didn't take his happy pills either.
No.
Oh, well, there you go. You got your shot. That's a good boy.
Oh, hi, Arthur.
Quick, wave! Don't let the creepy guy with the glasses get you!
Oh, no. Yeah. This is really weird.
Yeah.
I think this was a Kickstarter game as well, because I remember a Kickstarter for it.
It's never too late to have a happy past.
Yeah, that's
that's creepy. Pinata time!
Yay, we made it. Oh, you give it a whack.
The pinata. It's the most adorable Spanish custom. Uncle Jack did a whole show about it. You smash it until all the candy comes out.
Oh, she's not very good at that.
Come You'd on, think like... hit it. Hit it.
She literally has a hit riding it. Crop.
Give it a whack.
Hit it. Hit it.
Oh, what? Oh, God. What? That's not good.
So... Oh,
you
my God.
You are off your joy. Take one of mine.
Take your joy.
Oh, my Lord. He's a downer.
He's a...
Security. We've got a downer.
Say he's a downer?
Yeah. Jeez, man. That's a little harsh. Oh my God, first person stair falling. Oh shit. Oh.
That looks fun and terrifying.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Nice, so next month. That looks really cool. And again, just another one of those different experiences that you just don't get from like Gears of War 4 or...
That was
Halo
great.
6, you know,
so
I want something different.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Yeah,
Spexus in the chat room is saying custom controller is $80 and then 10 extra if you want your name on it. So that'll be like 90 American.
Very cool new game from a very
it's totally fine though. I don't even care how much it is. I want to make my unicorn controller.
Yeah, can you add custom images? That's what we really need though.
Yeah.
What is this cosplaying?
I think it's probably just custom colors, probably.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have shown images for sure. Although they said 8 million different ways. So they must have a whole lot of colors.
Dude, this is Gwent, the standalone game.
Please welcome from CD Projekt Red.
This is all you. This is another card game. But it was actually a card game in a game first.
Yeah.
He's super pumped.
Something that really, really amazed us after we released Witcher 3 is that in this huge, huge open world, players took a lot of time to just sit down in taverns and play cards.
It's true. Gwent is so great.
So excited about the card game that they sent us thousands of emails asking us to turn it into a standalone. And some of our most inspired fans.
So we didn't do it. Thanks.
Physical decks so that they could play with their
obviously
friends.
He's going to announce a standalone version.
So,
yeah.
We listened to them. And over the last year, we've been secretly working on a real passion project. So, ladies and gentlemen, how about a game of Gwent?
Oh my God!
Yes!
See, this is the thing, like, Gwent is already super successful within The Witcher. So, I mean, this basically just says, like, F you to every single online card game that is not Hearthstone. Like, all of the up-and-comers that are releasing right now, just don't even bother. Just Fable, sorry. Elder Scrolls, sorry. Just nope.
I'm excited for this, and I'm really hoping that it's a pain. I don't want it to be free-to-play. But it probably will be.
The most important thing is, though, that Gwent is still a card game that's based on skill. So it puts you, not just your cards, in the center of things. Now, at its core, Gwent is a clash of two armies on the battlefield, basically. And our fans love the fact that you only get 10 cards at the beginning of a game, and that's your hand
that's
until
so good.
The end. So you have to play smart.
And it's not
I did
just
really, and it's not just the same as Hearthstone. It's not just the same as Magic. Like, it's so different. I really liked Gwent.
Wow, it's got like animations for every like launch of a card, it looks
like. Each offering a playstyle and different tactics as well.
Or at least the weather effects.
So first, the yeah. Skelliger Warriors and their mighty berserkers. Northern Realms and their powerful.
So they haven't just ripped Gwent from the game and put it on iPad. It looks like they've actually created a game based on Gwent in Witcher 3, because it wasn't this flashy.
Over time, you'll gain more options to basically smash your opponent in clever ways.
I am all of this.
Because at the end, we all play to win, don't we? So, go to playgwent.com to register for the exclusive beta. Available first on Xbox One and Windows PC. And it's coming this September.
Nice.
Wow.
So, not long to wait. Thank you all.
That's good.
And of course,
that's awesome.
Thanks to my amazing dev team back in Warsaw. I know you're watching us right now. Kisses. Love you guys. See you all at the Gwent table.
He is so pumped about Gwent. I love it.
He's super happy. Oh, fighting game. Looks to be probably Tekken. Maybe it's dead or alive? I don't know. He's an angry redhead.
He looks... yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that is Tekken, because that's like the guy with the weird hair.
His face kind of looks like Ganondorf, and then he's got the balls around his neck like Thrall.
He's a shaman.
Yes.
Oh, Street Fighter and Tekken? Because the guy with the white hair is Tekken, but the other guy looks like one of the evil dudes from Street Fighter. And they've been Namco is supposed to make a Street Fighter cross Tekken game for a while.
Well, this looks like it might be it.
Yeah. Oh, now they're fighting. Kazumi is from Street Fighter. Oh. Neat. Akuma, yeah, he's looks not like my cup of tea. Cause I don't like the 2D fighters, and I especially don't like the 2D / 3D ones where you can move around. It's just so confusing.
I have one. No, you have not. Super move.
What the hell?
He just did a super ultimate fighty move.
Good for him. Such power. Super upset. Why would you tell him to get ready? Although that transition to... So it is Tekken 7. I'm sorry.
Please welcome. So they've clearly put Street Fighter elements into Tekken.
Yeah. And game designer Michael Murray. I'm sure there are some people that are excited about it. That guy is excited about it because he dressed up. He is cosplaying. It's coming to Xbox
One. Oh, Ryan.
Maybe that's just what he's wearing. He's deciding to wear.
Not only will Tekken 7 evolve as a competitive fighting game,
it's got a weird,
as you just saw, there is an all-new story mode that transitions seamlessly from epic narrative cinematics to action-filled gameplay.
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
I hope you all are excited to hear more.
He's just that cool, Ryan.
Well, these are the tough questions.
Stop judging him.
I'm not judging him. I'm just curious. I want to know his backstory.
He has a spider web belt. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Xbox One 版 Tekken 7 発表を記念して Tekken Tag 2 デジタル版を
So is this like Microsoft's exclusive fighter since PlayStation 4 has Street Fighter?
One more exciting piece of news. All week we're giving Xbox Live Gold members a free copy of Tekken Tag Tournament 2 via backward compatibility.
Thanks.
So download it today.
Yay, free
start
things.
Honing your skills.
Thank you, and have a great E3 week.
Coming to Xbox One and Windows 10.
He has no idea what he just said.
Oh, we got ourselves another game. Christmas music? Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. The Walking Dead. I think it's Dead Rising. Why aren't they zooming in?
I hate when they do this so much. Like, I get it. It's snowing in the conference. That's cool. Now show me the game full screen. Like, it's so hard to see what's going on.
Yeah, okay. Now you're right.
There we go.
Oh, this looks like Dead Rising was always one of those franchises that was...
Oh my god! Candy cane crossbow! I'm sold.
Oh my god.
I don't like zombie games, but this is this is ridiculous.
This is what this franchise is known for, is just the wacky weapons and the wacky just contraptions. Oh my gosh.
Fire-breathing triceratops?
Doesn't even need to be realistic. It just... It's gotta be... Okay, stop zooming out, man.
Yeah. So, Dead Rising 4... This is another Xbox One and Windows 10 title.
Yeah. It's actually...
texting, like, selfies with zombies back and forth. That's fun.
Yeah, like, that's their, like, share...
Yeah.
Share function. Nice. Why are they doing that? Why? I hate that they zoomed out like that.
Ladies so you feel like you're there, Ryan.
Microsoft Studios Publishing, Shannon
Lawless. Sure. All right, Shannon. Drop the Microsoft Studio beat.
Gamers know gaming is all about moments. Remember the adrenaline rush you had as you air dodged hundreds of feet above a mutant-infested city?
Overdrive.
Or surviving a broken heart after the death of a beloved character?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, really?
The face-off between best friends turned epic enemies.
Yeah, Quantum Break DLC, please.
At Microsoft Studios Publishing, our mission is simple. Bring new blockbuster games to all of our platforms by working with the most creative, innovative developers in the world. Since the launch of Xbox
One, has got some serious bling.
13 brand new originals. Yeah.
Those are really big rings.
For more of those memorable moments, we are hard at work on a rich
so shiny.
Portfolio of
games. I get distracted by shiny things.
We're investing in unique storytelling ideas from leading-edge creators.
I wonder if she'll have the first non-announcement of the show. Because so far, all the stuff we've seen is coming out pretty soon.
To deliver fresh experiences.
This could be like a CG trailer of something that's not out yet.
They bring on new fun. Sometimes the games feel totally different, like ReCore. Sometimes the games are reinventions of familiar titles, like Killer Instinct.
Whoa.
The next few games represent some
that guy's
of the best
really
ideas
excited.
He's big, we found our
and
fighting
it's
game
worth
fan.
Noting that these games, like ReCore and Killer Instinct, Gears 4, and Forza Horizon 3, will all be part of the Xbox Play Anywhere program. That means the next
we already
time
know this.
Tell us something we don't know.
Crucial level, but
I love how we're already
room,
like, come
your
on.
Your game goes with you.
Move it.
Save it on your console, pick it up again on your Windows 10 PC.
What? That's pretty neat.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, especially good for me because
now,
oftentimes my, and for a lot of people actually,
of
oftentimes the living room is what it is, a living room. You can't always play
scale
in there.
Bound. It's my honor to introduce legendary creative director of Platinum Games, Hideki Kamiya.
So... This is interesting because Platinum Games, they've been really hit and miss lately. And, like, they made Star Fox, they made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game that came out.
Oh, Scalebound! I remember this one.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to play in a world with dragons and to fight against giant beasts. Today, I'm here to show you the biggest boss fight Platinum Games has ever made.
Neat.
This is Scalebound Co-op.
Xbox Co-op. One and Windows 10 exclusive.
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
So is one of you the dragon and one of you the dude?
I don't know.
Wow, that's big. That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Whoa, how many people?
Hi,
hardly seems like a fair fight. Just one of you against all of us.
Let's go, I do like that everyone's dragon is different. That's cool.
Yeah, the fact that you can customize your dragon is really neat. That is a big boss. That's a lot of tentacles.
Wow, I like the kind of the depth that they're showing with like how big the boss is by how far away the arrows have to fly before they hit it. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, that looks really good. Wow. So this is, I think, our first 2017 game that they're showing, because I know this got delayed. So I didn't realize, like, Xbox Play Anywhere was, like she said, it was like...
Including the save game?
Yeah, that is really cool, and I want that to work so badly. Because there were times when I was playing Quantum Break where it's like, I have to play this game because we have to finish it for the show, and I had to actively like take over the television.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes, you know,
it's difficult.
It's a dick move, right? Like, I have to play this game, you know, so you can't watch your show.
Oh, dude has red headphones around his neck just like his avatar in the game.
Is that You're a real? So I think there's a dragon behind him too.
Well, yeah, that's showing his dragon in the game.
Oh, that's really neat.
So he's playing the dragon with the blue V around his neck. Or around his head.
This looks really good. Oh.
I'm coming for you, ugly!
Wait, what? Did he just... kind of transformed a little bit.
Yeah. Not only can you ride dragons, but you can become a hybrid human dragon thing.
Ah, beat up on the nipple. Oh, gross. That looks like a lot of fun. And again, super stoked that we will be able to play against people on PC and Xbox. So
yeah.
We won't have that. Well, we are all playing on PC. What the?
Wasn't that his? I guess that wasn't his dragon. That's his dragon. Oh, it was. Oh, I'm so confused.
Yeah. There's too many dragons on the dance floor, everybody.
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool if you could throw your friend, though.
Wait, why would you put the headphones on?
So that now we get an awesome soundtrack.
Let's take out that heart and we're home free.
It explains the music changes, I guess.
Yeah, aim for the heart, dude. It's kind of like
it's kind of cool that he yells out the mechanics.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just having to look it up online or figure it out by standing in the poop.
God, that thing's huge.
Yeah. He has an axe tail?
Man, this looks like a lot of fun. So this will probably be an early 2017 title, like a February-ish.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a huge boss.
Yeah. I wonder why he's not aiming for them.
It's coming this way!
Man, oh man. Get in there. Man, this looks so good.
Yeah. Oh, here come the dragons. So yeah, 2017.
Xbox One and Windows 10.
This title does look really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
In vaults of midnight waterside.
Oh, here's another one.
Oh, this is the rare game.
Yay, pirates!
Yeah.
I'm on board, period.
Yeah,
I'm such a sucker for pirates.
Pirates haven't really been done justice in a long time.
Well, we had Black Flag.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure. Like, Black Flag is a solid... But, I mean, you don't get it as often as, say, Medieval Combat or sci-fi. Yes, it's
true.
Just...
Very true.
Looks neat.
Oh, sharks! Ooh. The only thing better than pirates is sharks.
Now you've got them both in one convenient package. Mermaids?
This is the one thing that I said that I don't like, is that, you know, like, we're not actually seeing gameplay. It's just, like, teasy, still images. As cool as these images look, like, these graphics look really, really cartoony and interesting and fun and well done. I like the style a lot.
I
really want to see, like, what this gameplay is going to be.
Yeah, but they haven't really done that yet. Like, they haven't shown, here's a teaser, look forward to it in 2 years from now.
Yeah.
This may be the first time, but as far as I know, this game's coming out, like, early next year, maybe next year.
Sea of Thieves. I am on board, 100%.
From Rare, studio head Craig Duncan.
We're going to get a demo.
Nice. Oh, he's not holding a controller.
A year ago, we announced our most ambitious game yet, Sea of Thieves. What you've just seen highlights the breadth of Rare's pirate world and the freedom of living the pirate life. In Sea of Thieves, you will embark on fantastic adventures with your friends. Where you can explore
with your
rich worlds in search of hidden treasure.
Yeah, it's like a co-op.
Where fantastical creatures will challenge your skill and teamwork. Where the potential threat of other players always lurks over the horizon.
Clay's got a Goonies shirt on.
Sea of Thieves is an emergent experience where you will have limitless adventures. Next, I'm excited to show you.
So it's like constant PvP toggle on, sounds like. And people can come in and out of your, or you're in the same world as everybody else. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm all for more experiences like that.
We invited some of our awesome Sea of Thieves community to Rare to be the first players in the world to play our game.
How is there a community if it's not been playable?
If you're a fan of Rare, guess what? You're part of the community.
This is their story.
So not like...
Like, I mean, it's really cool that they have people coming in to play the game, but, like, how do you have, like, prominent community members? Like, I guess... Being excited on forums? Like...
Yeah, I mean, they announced it last year, so there's been time. Ooh.
This Hashikumo said it would be funny after all this, it ends up being a mobile game with friends.
Here we are. Stay back. Stay back. Ye foul beasts.
There we go. See? That's so cool.
Help me out. There, more people can do the anchor thing.
Om nom 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 nom.
The main
Oh, great. YouTubers.
They're down, they're down.
We're sailing!
Dude, which island are you going to? Which island?
The farthest one in the distance.
Are we emptying it?
this
was
pretty
the best
interesting.
Idea.
I don't know. I can usually walk a straighter line than this.
Oh, my God.
They're not even pirating their boats. They're
they're just hanging out drinking.
You're going to hit that rock.
I think it's going to be too tight.
Just go.
No, you're going to sink us.
Oh, I found the captain's quarters. This is mine.
Okay, so the sail's blocking my vision, so you're gonna need to tell me where to steer.
I'm looking at the water.
So
catch.
They're all in the same boat.
Yeah, guys. There's two different crews, I think.
Go to the boat.
Oh my god! Oh no! Raise the anchor, set the sail! You're leaving me behind! No! Oh, they're right on top! Oh!
This is a good way to
see. There's like the blue krakens and then the red skulls or whatever around their portraits, so it's showing you which team they're on.
That looks like a lot of fun. That could make
until your ship sinks and you have to like start all over or something.
Yeah. Oh, you get to do live repairing.
It's water down here. What do we do?
Okay, this looks like a lot of fun.
No!
There's a ship to the left.
Oh my god.
They're going down, yeah!
Let's go!
Oh, yellow team.
Oh, that looks super. That's super cool.
That looks fun.
That'll be some fun game night right there.
Yep.
I love Rare games. They need to make more like games like
Xbox
that.
Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive.
Oh man,
and again, like I can play on PC, and then you can just like chill on your couch.
Yeah.
Like I'm streaming from here, and then you can just be doing whatever. That's cool.
And what is this?
Zombie game, I'm hoping, otherwise.
Yeah, well, that was pretty dark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're feral humans, anyway.
Nice. Give that man some style points. Lady.
And it's a lady.
Oh, yeah.
And in your sexist driving type
stereotypes.
The squeegee. That's fun.
I think this is State of Decay 2. I loved State of Decay. It was really cool because you set up a community and then you would go around like getting... It was the first zombie game where you were actively building a community and going out and getting supplies by foraging other locations. Like, zombie games really didn't do that. It was all just about killing.
Yeah.
This looks amazing. It took them long enough to clean the car off. Yeah, and it was really cool because you would get more and more recruits by going to different places and having conversations with people. So it looks like this is the first true step towards making it more of an MMO.
Cool.
Hmm.
I feel like I'm really excited Xbox about all the 2017 and stuff and not the 2016 exclusive. Stuff. And then last year I was all excited about the 2016 stuff and not the 2015.
Yeah.
So I hope that doesn't keep happening.
Ooh, what's this?
I think it's probably because all the really cool 2016 stuff got delayed to 2017.
It did. And that was the thing. At E3 they were talking about...
Except Quantum Break, actually. Quantum Break we got this year when that was really freaking cool.
Yeah. Oh man, this is Halo Wars 2.
So this has got to be the end of the conference. This is what they end on, is Halo, of course.
Yeah, probably. I'm really excited with it. I loved Halo Wars. It was the RTS Halo game. And it was one of those games where it's like, we're going to make an RTS on console, and we're going to make it work. And it really did. It was a lot of fun. And it looks like with this one, it's going to be an Xbox One and Windows 10 game. But I just like the idea of more RTSs.
Yeah.
You know, like... We just don't get them as much as we used to.
Well, yeah, because they're dying a slow death because of the MOBA. So yeah. People have basically taken some sort of like the RTS type kind of top-down gameplay, but then they've made it what they feel is more fun. Like it's just straight up a more popular game type than an RTS. So people aren't making them when they can just make MOBAs.
Yeah, but and this is why I was so... surprised when they announced Halo Wars 2, because Halo Wars was not, you know, didn't do gangbusters.
How mad are you going to be if this is actually a MOBA and not an RTS?
They've already announced Halo Wars 2, so at least I know that's coming.
I know, I'm just teasing.
But you're
you.
Right. Like if it was a Halo MOBA, I wouldn't be as upset. I'd be fine with a Halo MOBA, but I just don't think I'd play it as much as I would.
Every time we talk about RTSs, I just keep I want to go back to Battle for Middle Earth and play that the crap out of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Halo Wars 2. When's that coming out? Is that this year?
Probably 2017, because we've seen all the 2016 stuff already.
I think you're right. Studio head Dan Ayu. Sweet. I'm gonna come and talk to you about Halo.
Since the release of the original Halo Wars 7 years ago, one of the top asks from fans has been to continue the adventures of the Spirit of Fire. In Halo Wars 2, the crew wake to find themselves...
I don't even know what that... You just dropped something, like we should all know what you're talking about.
Here, they face a deadly new faction known as the Banished, and their chief, the Brute Warlord, Atriox. Atriox
sure.
is an entirely new kind of villain in our universe, a brilliant leader with the power of a massive army behind him, and he represents a menace that the crew are completely unprepared for. In partnership with acclaimed developer Creative Assembly, we're proud to bring Halo Wars 2 to Windows 10 and Xbox One on February
21st, 2017. Yeah, you're right. 2017. Man, come on, man. Release some games this
Halo
year.
Wars 2 will be an Xbox.
We've already seen all the 2016 stuff.
So what? Gears.
But
Killer Instinct.
Forza.
Halo Wars 2. Yeah. We're all launching a week-long beta on Xbox One right now.
Cool. I'm gonna go play that right now.
I have to sign up for Gwent.
Yeah, me too. So Gwent, custom controllers, Halo Wars beta.
Yeah. Figure out if that Sea of Awesome game is doing any kind of beta, because that would be really cool to play too.
Ready for assignment. This looks really neat. I like Creative Assembly as well.
Enemy forces spotted. Sending location coordinates.
Enemy forces spotted. Sending location.
Our allies' base is under attack.
As I predicted, the enemy is nearly done for.
Protect the containers! Push them back!
That looks cool. I'll play that.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Phil Spencer.
We should totally do like a 1v1.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, this looks like it's going to be the
15 years ago, Microsoft launched the original Xbox with the goal of pushing console gaming forward. We offered an innovative new game franchises on a powerful box with the built-in ability to connect gamers together.
Mm-hmm.
And that same spirit of invention, connection, and fun inspires us to this day. Now, we see a whole new gaming landscape, one being driven by an unprecedented pace of innovation, transformation, and creativity. You are leading this shift with the way you play today. While the console ecosystem is stronger than ever, most of us play games on more than one device, and it's shifting the way we think about gaming. At Xbox, we want to deliver a world where you have more freedom and choice to play the games you want, with the people you want, on the devices you want. A world where you can play without boundaries.
Is this going to be like cross-play across all consoles?
Well, I think that's basically what he's doing, is he's wrapping up the concept of cross-play.
Yeah.
At Team Xbox,
but see, the thing is, there are still boundaries between Xbox and PlayStation, which is unfortunate.
Today, we announced our biggest lineup of games for Xbox One and Windows 10, along with the Xbox Play Anywhere program that enables you to buy a game once and play it on Xbox One and Windows 10.
He's not going to announce anything. We it's exciting to see them fully stepping into the Windows 10 Xbox game companion. You know, like I don't like the testing the water stuff where it's like, ooh, now every game I get is like, no, it's just select ones. But now it seems like everyone.
We believe in gaming for everyone, where all gamers are welcome, respected, and supported.
And it like it so is nice that you've got the PC Xbox to Live a console crossover.
You build your network
and they obviously have the advantage there. But I would like to see just the ability to play with people on PS4 on games that are available today cross-platform.
Yeah, like specific titles. Like I know Rocket League, the developers talked about doing... They have a way to do cross-play between all the systems. They just have to get the Microsoft and Sony to the table to actually do it.
Which I think is just, it's kind of crazy.
We see exciting opportunities on the horizon. Opportunities to unlock new innovation for both gamers and developers alike. The next step change for gamers and developers must deliver true 4K gaming and high fidelity VR.
What's he doing?
So we've been talking to our friends and asking them what they want to see from us. I'm really excited to share what we've been working on.
Oh.
Oh, we are getting another announcement. I totally thought it was just a wrap-up.
I hope he doesn't do like a, here's what's happening with Xbox in the near future. Like, it seems like that's what's happening, though.
When we think about the future of Xbox, we think about removing barriers.
For me and for the fans and for the developers, Xbox has always meant innovation and the latest technology, and delivering the world's most powerful console is something we absolutely want to do.
This is the console that developers asked us to build. They wanted a console that had no boundaries.
Did they?
Had no limitations.
Did they really ask for the Kinect and like the TV tuner and all that fun stuff?
What we really need to make.
I think they're talking about the S right now, not the Xbox One.
Of this thing, I'm like, wow,
I got through to, like, they're really going for it. They're not holding anything back.
So this seems like something different from the S, though. Like,
of computing capability to be able to handle 4K resolutions. Gamers are going to get the most powerful graphics processor.
I missed the very, very beginning when they announced the S. Did they say that it was going to have all the 4K stuff?
They said, yeah, 4K video and high HDR gaming. But this could be like a new console announcement, like Kearney in the chat room is saying, like console announcement,
4K resolution. I can't wait to see what developers actually do.
But
with all that
these are features that were mentioned for the Xbox.
For the S,
60
yeah.
Hertz. We can render fully uncompressed pixels. These are the highest quality pixels that anybody is seeing. And what we're able to do now is bring that to the console player.
Yeah, it does sound like that. Matt's saying it just sounds like they're announcing everyone go build a PC.
The richer, yeah, the more well, those visuals are, the more
this could be like their idea. They've talked about marrying hardware of like having this. Xbox be a platform on your PC. So this could be like,
we're moving Fallout 4 to VR and to have
buy your Xbox
that can support
PC
that at the resolution and speed that we really want. I think it's going to be magical.
Like something's happening. There's some text coming together, and it's like,
we read the articles,
okay, people.
We read the reviews. It's the We Heard You console.
So that doesn't mean that we are leaving the original Xbox One behind. Every single thing that we've done for Xbox One will continue to work.
We add to the capabilities of the Xbox One and the Xbox One family.
Yeah,
without forcing gamers to abandon all the games in the community that they love.
It sounds like they're talking about new hardware. So yeah, you're right. It could either be the S or it could be another system.
But the box we're building is incredible. It's going to have 8 CPU cores, over 320 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth,
what the hell
6
they
teraflops
are talking about?
Of GPU power. It's a monster.
Yeah, so it's a new a new system. Project Scorpio.
In 2017.
Project Scorpio will be the next addition to the Xbox One family, and it is ultimately the next step in delivering our vision for the future.
So they're
beyond
right now they've got the Xbox One.
Yeah.
They're getting
year,
the Xbox One
it will be the
S.
Most powerful console
and now there's going to be a Scorpio
built.
In 2017. Like, how are they going to sell the S at all?
So they're basically saying don't buy an S.
Yeah, like who's going to buy the in-between console when the next one's coming in a year?
True 4K visuals without sacrificing.
I don't know. It sounds like they're saying
VR experience
it's weird.
Without sacrificing performance, putting greater graphic fidelity in the hands of the world's best creators.
It sounds like the S isn't for us, but the Scorpio is.
And Project Scorpio will all be compatible. All Xbox One games and accessories will play on all three. No one gets left behind.
Okay, so yeah, it is. There are three separate consoles.
Yeah.
Project Scorpio is a serious inflection point for Team Xbox, and we're announcing Project Scorpio today to give our developers and partners the ability to take advantage of that capability now in order to realize their visions for,
yeah,
the,
for
future
the low, low price of a
even
bazillion
more
dollars.
Great games for you.
Yeah, like the Xbox One S isn't for
today
us, it's the people who haven't bought an Xbox One.
But if you haven't bought an Xbox One yet, why would you bother
choice,
when you know that like the next one is coming in a year?
You're right, it's a
like,
real problem.
Is the S available right now?
August,
so the holiday 2017 is not that far off from August 2016. Like, you're talking basically a year for all intents and purposes. Why would you do this?
It's a good point. And really, for some folks, like myself included, I don't have a 4K television. So buying an Xbox Project Scorpio doesn't really make a lot of sense because I'm not going to be able to fully take advantage of what it's offering. So if you don't want to go, if you want an Xbox One but don't want to go buy a 4K television, you might as well get the S. But you're right. You're certainly like limiting the amount of people.
But didn't they say that the S was going to be 4K as well?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. So,
like, I really don't know what they think the audience is for the S.
I think it's just like a stopgap, you know?
Unless there is a gigantic difference in price and basically like the S is the sped up Xbox One and then Scorpio is like a new console.
Oh, well, the Xbox.
And it's going to be like $300 versus like $700 or something like that.
You'll definitely see a difference in price. Like the S is going to be $300, and then I think you're right. Like Project Scorpio, I could see it easily being $500. Either $400 or $500, somewhere in between then, and it could be even more. But the whole reason they've announced it today is for developers, right? Because that's the big concern we had with Project Neo for Sony, is that if they just announce it and it comes out in 3 months, what support is it going to have?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like, it's exciting that they're looking forward, but you're right. For people who want to buy an Xbox One, just wait. You know?
Yeah. That whole console announcement was, I guess, not what I thought it was going to be, I guess. Or, like, I find it really odd that they announced both the S and this Project Scorpio at the same time. Like, it just seems really, really weird.
It's the funny thing that we say is, like, it's not for us, but then...
Like, I don't think it's for anyone. I really don't. When you have less than a year between your, like, stopgappy type upgrading of speed of your Xbox One, like, that would be, like, if they announced, like, Xbox 360 and Xbox One within, a year of each other. Like, why would you buy an Xbox 360 in that case? You wouldn't. You would just wait and buy an Xbox One. Like, why would you buy an S in this case if you don't own an Xbox? You wouldn't. You would wait for Scorpio. Like, right now, I own an Xbox. I'm going to wait for Scorpio. I'm not going to buy an S. So it doesn't appeal to any audience.
Yeah, and Ping Pong Pete in the chat room is following up with what I said. Like, there's no way. Yeah, you're right. There's no way the developers are finding out today about the Xbox Project Scorpio. But so in that sense, like, why would you announce it at E3? I guess they've already had leaks, so they might as well come out and say what they're doing as opposed to just living with, you know, speculation for a year. And then this way they can say, like, we did announce Project Scorpio, but we also have this Xbox S that's going to replace the Xbox One, I think.
Yeah.
But then there's no mention of Kinect either. So
does
the Kinect work with the Xbox One S? I'm sure that will be ironed out at some point today, but yeah, I'm not going to buy the S. Scorpio, maybe once we sort out what it actually does for gamers as opposed to just offering 4K.
As someone who just received an Xbox, like, I feel like, and when I say that, it was my Christmas gift, if you guys aren't familiar with how I received my Xbox. Like, I have no desire to get any new console from Microsoft. Like, the One is fine.
It works, yeah. I mean, it is big, and the S certainly is smaller and offers, doesn't have a power brick. It's all in the console. It's 40% smaller. That is amazing. And I think if someone came up to me and asked, like, would you recommend waiting for the Scorpio or would you recommend getting the Xbox One S? And it's like, it depends on how eager of a gamer you are. If you really, really, really like gaming, you're probably the best to wait for Scorpio because that's going to give you...
Well, but even then, they said that everything's going to be compatible, so... They said games, accessories, everything. So it's like you really have no reason to upgrade unless, like you said, you have a 4K TV and you're cutting edge everything. Yeah. I don't know. And this is also coming from someone who is not ever on, like, the pre-order list for any new console. Like, it's usually a few years before I get on the next console wave just because, like, it's such a huge investment for such a small part of my gaming life. And if all of these are going to be available on PC anyway, then, like, if I need more power, I will play them on my gaming rig.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. You're right. Exactly. I'm going to keep my PC gaming rig up to date more so than my Xbox. I have my Xbox until there is an Xbox, a new generation of Xbox. Mm-hmm. So if they are just going to sporadically release every 2 or 3 years, a new version of the Xbox One that plays games better and better, then it'll be interesting to see whether this is a stopgap or this is just the way they're going to do consoles from here on out. That'll be the big test. But, you know, until we know specifically what they're doing with Scorpio, as opposed to just talking about how this is the best bang, you know, best box, console box that we could give our developers, like, it's all just talk until we see something. And
mm-hmm. I want to go look up the prices for everything, specifically the custom controller, because that was super cool. But
that was probably one of my favorite non-gaming announcements that they gave it, like non-game specific.
Yeah.
It's that is just such a no-brainer that you would hope one of these companies would do. I don't like going through third parties for that stuff.
Yeah, I know that you, for your wedding, gave custom controllers to your wedding party. So, I mean, that's obviously something that is a super cool idea. And now Microsoft is making that so much easier.
It was a pain in the ass. I had to design my own files and then put them into this program, this business. They spit out a sticker, and then I had to apply the sticker myself, which was nerve-wracking because it was like a month before the wedding, and it's like it's gonna take 3 weeks to order these if I screw them up, so it was awful. So the fact that I could get custom controllers done by Microsoft with names engraved, even if I couldn't apply like my own custom design, I think just
custom colors, and I think custom colors for different people is really cool, and being able to put your name on it is really cool. So I think they've done something interesting, and I like the customness. I wish they had an image thing, and that might be the next step. But for now, anyways, at least we've got custom colors and engraving, which is super, super cool.
I will totally.
I hope there's lights. I hope there's ways to make things light up.
Yeah, and you know, if it's successful, they might add on to it later on, like you said, like add new customization options. And I,
which then that kind of makes me want to hold off.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're damned if you do.
It's like I could spend like over $100 on getting my custom colored one now, or I could wait, hoping that they add LEDs and images and, you know, whatever other cool custom things they could possibly do.
Yeah. And this kind of like goes with what you've been talking about. And when you buy a console, you usually wait until you have enough reasoning to buy one. And this Project Scorpio kind of gives everybody who waited a reason to be like, glad I waited, because it's only been 3 years, which is you could probably hold off for 3 years without buying a console without feeling missing out on too much. Like I would have missed out on the biggest thing I would have missed out on was Halo 5.
Yeah. And really, for me, it would have been Quantum Break, because Quantum Break was my favorite, because I'm not a Halo fan. So.
But that's on PC as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I wouldn't even have missed out. I think and the whole reason I did it was I bought the PlayStation because that's the stuff that you can't get on PC. So
yeah, that's kind of the advantage that Sony will have. And you kind of look at the landscape and you're like, okay, I buy my Nintendo system for Nintendo games. I buy my PlayStation for my Sony games. And then I buy my PC for my Microsoft games. And I'm sure there will be a few titles on Xbox that only are on Xbox, but when it comes right down to it, I don't know. It's interesting to see that Microsoft's leaning into the whole PC thing, and maybe it'll work out for them in the end. But I'm still solid showing by Microsoft.
Yeah, it was definitely a good conference, and I think that that's as good a place as any to stop our stream. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for our E3 coverage of Microsoft. Ryan will be back later tonight covering Sony. I unfortunately will be unavailable, but you'll have Ryan, and then we'll be back tomorrow, and we will be taking a look at Zelda with Nintendo. What time tomorrow is it? 12:30 again?
It is noon for Nintendo. They are going to be starting with Pokemon and then rolling right into Zelda. We're not going to like cover the whole Zelda chunk because they are going all day, but I'm sure the first half hour to the first hour will be that big sort of info drop. Like what's the subtitle? What's the characters? All that fun stuff. And tonight I'm actually going to be joined by Garrett. So he's going to join me to watch the Sony conference, and that's at 9, so that's going to be super exciting. So lots more information still to come. This is just one part.
Yeah, and you guys are going to have to keep an eye on Twitter, because since Ryan is actually doing it with Garrett, I'm not 100% sure where we're going to be streaming. Might be here on Joss Plays. It might be over on Amove TV. So just watch Twitter. If you're not following Ryan, you should be. He's at R. Murphy. I will be retweeting everything that I see. So that will be twitter.com/JossPlays. So follow either or. And that way you will know where we are going to be, or where Ryan is going to be streaming live at 9 p.m. Eastern, right? 9 p.m. Eastern?
9 p.m. Eastern, Sony, and then tomorrow, Nintendo at 12 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our wrap-up show Wednesday night, normal time. We're going to talk about all the fun stuff that we saw, and we're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. This has so far been a really interesting E3, and I can't wait. I just really want to know what Zelda is. That's the most anticipated, for sure.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will be back later on. Enjoy the rest of your E3.
Mm-hmm. Bye, everybody.